CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. There are fiery new allegations against President Trump's nominee for defense secretary.
Pete Hegseth's former sister-in-law, Danielle Dietrich, who was married to Hegseth's brother, has provided an affidavit. She describes how Hegseth's second wife, Samantha, had an escape plan if she feared for her life. Dietrich said she did not personally witness one incident in particular, but did witness others, saying Hegseth was verbally abusive and threatened her. She also cited instances when Hegseth was drunk and passed out in both public places and family gatherings. Hegseth's attorney accused Dietrich of having an axe to grind against the entire Hegseth family. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
More of the Capitol riot defendants granted pardons or commutations by President Trump have been released from prison, including the former leader of the Proud Boys and the founder of the Oath Keepers. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
There is no other way to describe President Trump's pardon of January 6th offenders than un-American.
Parts of the Deep South are a snowy, icy mess. Roads are closed. Thousands of flights have been delayed or canceled. It's a windswept snow in New Orleans.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. It's like a winter wonderland.
CBS's Katie Weiss is there.
As someone who grew up here in the Gulf Coast region, this is not any ordinary day, that is for sure. We know that the Lake Charles area is under a blizzard warning for the first time ever in history. So certainly an historic event this afternoon in New Orleans in the Bayou State and for many southern areas across the Gulf Coast.
Houston's two main airports will close at midnight. Jacksonville, Florida's airport will close this evening. The tech giants Oracle, SoftBank, and OpenAI are planning a joint venture. CBS's Natalie Brand has details.
CBS News has learned the president is set to announce billions of dollars in private sector investment to build a supercomputer that will help develop the next generation of artificial intelligence. The new venture called Stargate will start with a data center project in Texas.
Big news from Netflix. The company announced it added 19 million subscribers during the holidays, pushing its total over 300 million. Netflix shares are up 13% in after-hours trading. College football's new national champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, return to Columbus to find a large group of fans waiting for them. Head coach Ryan Day.
Happy for these guys right here coming off the bus, and not a lot of sleep last night, but a lot of happy faces.
The Buckeyes beat Notre Dame last night for the title. Ohio State will host its championship celebration on Sunday. They're celebrating on Wall Street after some big gains. The Dow is up 537 points today. NASDAQ up 126. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's now a cold weather advisory in effect. The updated classification from the National Weather Service runs through midnight, with temperatures hovering around the zero mark until the morning. Light powdery snow could come down tomorrow with accumulations of an inch or less. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Due to the extreme cold, City of Racine Department of Public Works is not collecting garbage today. The city has an updated collection calendar available on their website. There's another school district looking for more funds. Racine and Kenosha Unified have upcoming referendums, as does the Raymond School District. Now the Salem School Board in Kenosha County has moved forward an operational referendum for April. They're looking for an extra $2 million a year to avoid budget cuts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are headed to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Milwaukee's won 7 of the last 8 games. After a 4-game home stretch, they now head out with 5 of the next 6 games on the road. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers play UCLA tonight in Los Angeles. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation after beating USC over the weekend. Marquette has dropped in the AP Top 25 from 7th to 10th. Tonight they face Seton Hall. Head coach Shaka Smart on how to help Cameron Jones get going.
I need to spend some time with him and rub his temples because, you know, listen, this Cam Jones, man, this guy's out of this world. But he's also a human being. He's, you know, feeling a lot of pressure, I would imagine. He hasn't verbalized that, and he's been great in practice, and he's been an A-plus teammate. But, man, there's just a lot expected of him on his shoulders. And I think right now when he rises up from outside, he's feeling the weight of some of that.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, scattered flurries and snow showers and rising temps into the teens by dawn. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, still some flurries, not as cold, highs low 20s. Down to the upper teens on Thursday and mostly sunny, but warmer for Friday and the weekend. Right now it's 1.
In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding, all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Remember when you were a kid and you were in school and you did something good and your teacher gave you a sticker? Yo, you did such a good job. Here's a sticker. I was thinking about this. You know what Band-Aids are? Band-Aids are stickers you earn for being dumb.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel. Bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain.
Memorial Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And anytime we want to talk about all things outer space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
I think this is going to be our first Starman of 2025, is it not?
That sounds right to me.
Yeah. And it's been a crazy busy week in space the last week or so.
Yes, it has. We've had explosions and new missions and rocket launches galore.
All right, where do you want to start?
Well, let's go chronologically. Okay. So earliest was a Falcon 9 launch that had two different moon missions on it that have entirely different mission profiles, but basically they just needed to get launched into space. And since they were leaving at the same time, they decided to share a rocket up. And so one of these is a NASA-sponsored mission by a company called Firefly. And so they're going to be doing what NASA's been doing with all these different private companies that have been making moon landers to go and learn more about the area that they're planning on landing people in the coming years. And the other is a Japanese mission that is the follow-up to a mission that happened in 2023 where it almost got there and at the very last second crashed into the moon. Ooh. Before successfully landing. So they're basically trying the same thing again.
Okay, so two things going to the moon, and they're on their way now, I assume?
One of them was taking a direct path there. The other one is going to be orbiting the Earth for a little bit and then heading there.
Use the Earth as a slingshot. See, I've learned a little something.
Yes. So the one that's using the Earth as a slingshot, even though it's not taking the direct path there, it'll actually beat the one that's already on its way there.
Okay, all right.
All right, because it gets a little propulsion. Is that from the Earth? I got you. Okay. All right, so two moon missions. What else is happening?
Well, then there was the new vehicle launch from Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos's space company, who we've talked about a couple of times. They've launched some people into space on like tourism missions. William Shatner, for example, was launched up there. And they have been kind of using that tourism money to fund their new big rocket that they have been developing called New Shepard. And that launched for the first time this past week. It successfully made it into space on its first launch, made it into orbit. The only thing that failed about the mission is they were attempting to do the thing that SpaceX is pretty famous for of landing their booster on a ship in the sea.
Right.
And the booster ultimately failed to land. But on the first launch, it's a pretty good success rate. I think it kind of shows the difference in attitude between SpaceX and Blue Origin, because they've both been around for about the same time. But SpaceX's whole philosophy has been launch, 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 launch. And if things fail, we'll learn from those failures, but just keep testing constantly. And Blue Origin has been taking the method of perfect it first and launch it and try to get everything right on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
So like Falcon 9s took so many launches to get right before they actually got into space, while New Shepard got their first try.
First try. Okay, so that's a test mission that's, is it ongoing now or just it's done?
No, it's completed its goals. Its goal was get into orbit.
Right.
But this was already accepted. Anytime that any company wants to be able to launch like spy satellites or anything for the military, you need to have two certification launches that say this is a good enough rocket for us to tick enough boxes. And already this first test launch ticked the first of those two flights.
All right.
So a very successful flight overall.
And then speaking of SpaceX, they had a little mishap.
Yep. So this is exactly that philosophy that I was talking about. Launch, 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 launch. And things are going to go wrong, but learn from it. So we've talked a few times now about Starship, their enormous rocket.
This is the one that's going to take people to the moon and...
Yes, and hopefully eventually to Mars, they say.
Right.
And this is the one also where they're catching the booster at the tower with like chopsticks, basically. So this launch, they were attempting to basically combine what happened in the previous two launches in the same one, of catching the booster and also sending the ship part into space and reigniting the engines at, so that, it, you know, testing the get back from the moon capabilities.
And they did this successfully once already, right?
They did each one of those things in different flights. They never did both of them at the same time.
Gotcha,
so that was their goal, is do both. And they successfully managed to get the booster back to the tower. But the actual ship itself exploded.
Not good.
Not good at all. No, there are some spectacular pictures of the debris falling through the sky, but it caused a lot of problems because it exploded like over the Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
And so a whole bunch of flights had to be diverted, and some had to like land at airports that they weren't expecting to because all this debris was falling out of the sky unexpectedly.
So is this going to delay any moon missions?
Probably not, because this isn't really needed until 2027, and they're already a little bit ahead of schedule of how far along they were expecting to be. So if there's anything that's going to delay moon missions, it's probably going to be other things as well. There are loads of things that can go wrong.
Okay, it's been a busy week in space. Appreciate you keeping an eye on it all for us.
Absolutely.
All right, there's Teddy Vollman, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, contractors, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. Plus, personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of passion all over the world tonight.
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there. Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. When I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back. And he knows that you've been trying. And he knows that you've been lying.
He's been gone for such a long time.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born. My reputation.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la,
my boyfriend's back.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It is cold outside. It's going to remain cold outside overnight tonight, and then it warms up a little bit. Tomorrow, look for a high of 24, but we could still see wind chills below zero.
I've been trying to get to you.
took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower. You were the love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. It's much too crowded. Started to shout, you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Dressed in their summer clothes.
found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know what we haven't done yet today? We haven't given you today's useless fact of the day. It's just a random piece of information for you to share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the day after tomorrow is called Overmorrow. Let's see. So you've got yesterday, you've got today, you've got tomorrow, and now you've got overmorrow.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep. To your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, today. Stick around for CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow has more timeless hits on the way. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
You say that you love me. You
you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.